is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Questions about Russia and his campaign followed him across the Atlantic as President Trump took questions during a joint press briefing in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump was again asked about a meeting between a Russian attorney and his eldest son.
But nothing happened from the meeting. Zero happened from the meeting. And honestly, I think the press made a very big deal over something that really a lot of people would do.
Macron was also asked about his feelings on diplomacy with Russia.
We have a lot of disagreements. We have a lot of discrepancies, obviously, with Russia. But in the current environment, especially in the Middle East, it's a necessity to work together, to exchange information, to share disagreements, and to try to build solutions.
Trump also dealt with French concerns about his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord, as the two leaders tried to focus on finding common ground on areas like Syria and counterterrorism. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death controversial as it was his life. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness.
When he was given this, 11-year sentence at the time, it was absolutely outrageous. And I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trends toward